¡Wilson! ¡Wilson! ¡Lo siento! ¡Wilson!
I've been watching that for 20 minutes. I love it. I love it so fucking much. ¡Wilson! ¡Lo siento! That's a great TikTok. It's a chicken. A chicken is floating away. There's been a flood. There's a chicken on something, some kind of raft, a makeshift raft that this chicken has thrown together, and he's floating away down the river. And this man is very upset about it. That's cheered me up. It's cheered me up today. I've been watching it for the last 20 minutes. It's cheered me up today because I've broken up with my TikTok famous girlfriend. I have. It's the episode. This is the episode we're making. It's happened. It finally happened. We broke up. She's no longer my girlfriend, okay? She's not mine anymore. And you know what's even better? I'm not fucking her boyfriend anymore. I'm not her fucking boyfriend anymore. And I'm happy about that. Actually, I'm kind of neutral about that. I don't really have a strong opinion either way. Look, despite everything I've been building it, you know, up here on this podcast, it was never a real serious relationship. That's a lie, because it was a very serious relationship. It was a serious relationship. We had that long talk. Remember, I told you about that talk. Yeah, well, things went very quickly, and my relationship is at the bottom of the sea. That's what happened to it. So we now know where this saga fucking ended. It did fucking end down there with the Titanic, and also now with the Titan submersible. It's on the bottom of the fucking sea. And yes, we are going to sing the song that I promised you we would sing when it did happen. That's how we're going to end this episode. But we're going to have a fun episode, all right? We're not going to get fucking... You think a woman? You think a woman's going to stop me? I've got Kyle Kuklinski. Linsky. I got Crystal Ball. I've got people, women, disabled women like the beautiful Kea. And she's not really mentioned that much anymore, but I still fucking love my Kea. I've been in relationships with fucking Liz Truss on this podcast, the shortest serving British Prime Minister in history. Not in modern history, you know. Not in like, oh, since 1984. No. Since the beginning of the British time, Liz Truss. And I made her my girlfriend. She killed the Queen, and that made me happy. So I decided to give her a chance. And who else have I been in relationships? I've been in lots of relationships with lots of women. And those have been podcast relationships. Podcast relationships. All right? Okay, podcast, you know, relationships, which is different from podcast relationships. This podcast is reality, but there's also a healthy dose of fiction, I'm sure. You know, what's the fucking point, man? Fiction, reality, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing these days. Let's listen to this again, because I'm starting to feel sad. Wilson! Los Angeles! He's floating away. It's a chicken. Is it even a chicken? Let's take a look. It's a chicken. It's a black chicken. The chicken looks really upset. He looks as he calls him as well. The chicken looks at the man. The Los Cientos man. And he's on a rooftop. This guy's on a fucking rooftop. And he's looking at this chicken. It's like on a 2x4. It's on a plank of wood. This chicken. And he's flying. It's like he's lost his love of his life, his wife. Floated away on some wood in a dirty river. Wow. All right, that should be up again. Look, I'm single now. I'm single. So who's going to be my next girlfriend? I know who I want my next girlfriend to be. I want it to be a girl with a normal fucking, you know, the median size vagina. Because my TikTok famous girlfriend had a giant vagina. And it, you know, my giant penis fit in it, but it was still a bit disconcerting. And I didn't really like it that much. I don't need this woman. I was going to call her a bitch then, but I kept it inside, alright? I was going to call her a fucking bitch, but I kept it inside. Because I'm a man that doesn't, you know, hold grudges. That's not true at all. I hold grudges. And I'll always hold grudges, you know. I got fucking 4-year-olds. Probably younger than that. I got fucking 3-year-olds. Probably even younger than that and younger than that and younger than that. Who, I still know what they did to me. I still fucking know if they did something to me. I know their names. I know their faces. And they're still on the list. Some of them have been removed from the list, but they only get removed from the list when I get my revenge. Till then, they're on the list. And they never really get removed from the list. The only thing that really removes people from the list is death. And then they go on another list. People who I hated and that I got my revenge on who are fucking dead. That's what list they go on. Alright, so I'm single. And I, you know who's been giving me a kind of a hard dick lately? Keep seeing this Emaru woman. She's a streamer. Maybe you know her. On TikTok, coming up. These TikTok clips, you know, coming up of this bitch. And she's one of these bitches who, first of all, she has a very unique voice. It's very croaky, and she herself admits it sounds like a teenage boy. And it is kind of like that. But she has a very nice body. A very nice, like, tight body. You know? It's a fucking e-girl body. It's got fat in the right places, and it's crisp thin in the right places as well. And she seems like she's got a bit of a lopsided face. She looks like she's been hit by a barn door a few too many times. She's this kind of attractive. But she's got nice teeth, nice white teeth. And I like the face shape. I do like the face shape. One of her eyes is fucked up. But, you know, these things, they give her character. And she still is very beautiful. And yeah, she's been getting my dick kind of hard lately, this Emaru woman. But I don't like her as a person. What we have to do is we have to stop women from... This is what we need to do. We need to stop women from pretending like they're not using their sexuality when that's fucking what they're doing. Because she's always dressing up in her pajamas. And showing that belly button. And showing the tits. The shape of the tits. And the ass. But then she pretends like, oh, I'm not really doing this. I'm doing this innocent thing. But here's the shape of my tits. That's my ass. But you didn't see that in the context you think you saw it. Because that was not sexual. That was not supposed to be in any way sexual. That was... There's lots of these women. Okay. I don't like it. Please, I don't like it. Please. Fit into one of two categories. You fit into, you're being a whore, and you're happy to be a whore, and everyone's happy that you're being a whore. Fit into that category, or fit into the, I'm a scientist. I don't have tits. I barely have a vagina. Leave me alone. I'm doing my sciencing. Get into that category. But don't be like a woman who's doing something else and then showing the body, but it's this whole kind of like, oh, she's not really showing the body, she's doing it, it's right there, but she doesn't know what she's doing. I hate that now. I fucking hate that. And it's done a lot of K-pop idols, you know, the whole infantilization of K-pop idols, where it's like, oh, we have to pretend on one hand they're children, sometimes they are, a lot of times they actually are these days, but we gotta pretend like, oh, they're a 21-year-old child, 22-year-old child, let's, you know, oh, she's, you know, got her ass hanging out, but she doesn't fucking know that. She fucking know that. One of these bitches is, there's a few of these bitches in this Blackpink group, and I've been seeing TikToks of one of them lately, Lisa, this Thai girl. It's, they can't show enough of their ass cheeks, okay? She's basic, like, the next step, she's one step away from, like, winking her asshole as she's walking down the streets with the cameras on her. Like, she's in this stadium, or this is not a stadium, this is a fucking arena of people in Los Angeles. And she's got her fucking ass cheek showing. Both of her ass cheeks. I can, it's not even that, they don't look that nice. It's not even that my nicer shape. And they're out. And everyone has to pretend like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. You know? I don't like it. Put your ass cheeks away. What happened to women? What fucking happened to women? Be a whore or don't be a whore, but don't try and mix it all together. Don't play this game. Because a lot of people, like, they all know what's going on, but they all have to pretend like, oh, I know what's going on, I got brain injury. But I don't do that. I don't pretend like I got brain injury. I say it as I see it. I do. Did she break up with me? Or did I break up with her? I like when I have broken up with women before. I've told them, you know, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. But those were always kind of the relationships where it wasn't really a relationship. But the real relationships that I'm in, I always prefer if the girlfriend breaks up with me, even when I know that it's over and I want it to be over. I like it when they break up with me. I do. I do. I also like it when they break up with me in very dramatic ways. Okay, if you're a future girlfriend of mine, don't just break up with me. Don't just break up. No, you have to break up with me. Like, let's give you an example. You're my ex-girlfriend from Taiwan. Yes, my ex-Taiwanese girlfriend. She didn't just break up with me. Okay, she knew me. And she knew that would annoy me. She knew that would annoy me. So instead, she broke up with me when I was in the hospital, almost dying. Okay? That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Also, you act like, and you really are, not even acting, because it wasn't even fucking acting. You are fully committed to the relationship up to the last fucking minute, and then you're gone. And then you're gone. Then you're gone. And you do it when I'm in hospital. You do it when I'm in hospital. So that later on, I can say that person broke up with me when I was dying in hospital. But I didn't die. I didn't die. I didn't die. You know. I do like when the girls break up with me in the serious relationships. It's the best way to do it. Because here's the thing. If you break up with the girl, then you're always thinking like, maybe that was the love of my life. Maybe I just made the biggest mistake of my life. Maybe I should never have broken up with her. Oh, no. But when they break up with you, they have to carry that for the rest of their lives. I don't have to fucking carry that. You left me fucking going waddling around with some other fucking fuck. Some little piece of shit. You did that, but all that's on you. It's not on me. You have to carry the questions of, was it the biggest mistake of my life? And yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was. Yes, it was. You carry that forever. Not me. But, like, it is true. It is true that if you break up with someone and you did love this person, you have loved this person, and you know, very mixed feelings, and you still love them, but you just feel like the relationship has to end. You still have to carry that, because there's so much doubt. There's so much, you know, questioning. Did I make the wrong decision? And you can try and tell yourself whatever you can try and tell yourself, but ultimately, it's going to eat away at you. It's going to eat away at you. So don't end the relationship. Do things that will precipitate the end of the relationship instead. Look, here's what happened with my TikTok famous girlfriend. And this is a real thing. Some people don't think this is real. She was famous on TikTok. Okay, it's TikTok famous. She was famous on TikTok and she was my girlfriend. That's why she is called my TikTok famous girlfriend, and now she will be called my TikTok famous ex-girlfriend. Yes, she will. She was famous on TikTok, and we got together, and there was a lot of fucking horniness. It was a period of horniness, a period of pure fucking. It was a sexy, 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 sexy period of my life. But similar to, I would say, my Vietnamese girlfriend. And that did last, lasted longer than this relationship, it did. But me and the Vietnamese girlfriend, it was like, well, this Taiwanese girlfriend just left me in this horrible way. I need the comeback story. I need to find a hot, young woman and make her my girlfriend. So I did. I did. I met her on a dating app. And then I flew to Vietnam and I made her mine. And that's what I did. And we were together for like a year or something. Something like that. And yeah. And then just like before, I pushed her basically to end the relationship. Because I was fucking done with it, man. I was fucking done with it. And I liked her. Maybe I loved her. But if you're saying maybe I loved her, then you probably didn't love her, did you? I loved her in a certain kind of way. But it was never like, I'm in love with this girl. She was hot. It was great sex. It was a great adventure. I hope that she finds her love, her husband. And I hope, you know, she does what she wants to do in this life. But, you know, I rarely... Sometimes I think about her, and it's, you know, she was a funny girl, and if you want to be with me, you have to be a funny girl as well as extremely attractive. You do, and you have to have some weirdness to you, you know, you got to be a bit broken in certain ways, and she was all those things, but it never really reached the level of real love, like love, you know, and I don't think about her and miss her too much. And despite what the Taiwanese ex-girlfriend did to me, like, yeah, not all the time, but, you know, once or twice, maybe in like a month period or a few months period, I'll think of her and I'll be like, oh, what's this bitch doing running away from me when we had such love together? Even fucking doing. What are you doing? Yeah. And I have those thoughts with other girls I really loved as well. I do. But TikTok famous girlfriend, I hope you're listening to this. Because, look, it wasn't exactly a clean breakup. It was a fight. There was a fight at the end. There was a disagreement. It was a disagreement. And it was one of those things where she's... you know, shouting stuffs, and I'm shouting even more stuffs, and it's just, it's not going to work beyond that. People say things, and you don't really care too much about that person, then they're not staying around. You're not going to kiss and make up. You're not going to fucking blowjobs. And cucumbers and pussies make up after that. You know, after these things have been said. Because what's the point? What's the point? You know? If you really love someone, you know, maybe that's a test of if you really love someone when they say horrible things and you do work it out afterwards. Because you're like, I fucking love you. And yeah, you said that dumb cunt thing, but I fucking love you. Yeah. But with her, it's like, no, I'm not going to have you fucking say these things and act this way. This behavior. And then I'm not going to have you sticking around. I don't need you around. All right? I can... Do you know how fucking many TikTok famous girls there are? There are so many TikTok famous girls. And I could get a new TikTok famous girlfriend. But I'm not going to waste my fucking energy, waste my time, waste my fucking peace and quiet. You know, I'm not going to sacrifice peace and quiet for this shit. Go away. You know. And you could say it was a mutual decoupling, if you want, because... Well, I mean, she did message me. She did try. But I haven't replied yet. And it won't be... Look, she's trying to... There is an attempt. There is an attempt to soften things. Her message seems quite soft. She perhaps is trying to push the door open a bit on this. Testing it, but no, I don't care, man. I don't fucking care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Lo siento, Wilson.
Lo siento.
Wilson.
Wilson.
Lo siento.
Lo siento. That's what I care about. You know what I care about? I don't care about girlfriend. There doesn't need to be girlfriend. I don't fucking need a girlfriend. I need TikTok. I'm saying it. I fucking said it. Thank you to the she ice cream man. Let's call him that. Why not? That just came out of my head. He looks a bit like an ice cream man. Looks a bit like a pedophilic ice cream man. Yes, you do, she. I need TikTok. And it doesn't have to be this Chinese version that's been made. But I need a short form video app with a lot of people on it making a lot of content. And a lot of times it makes me sick. It's so sweet, it makes me sick. But fuck, man. I want it. I need it. I need TikTok. And I don't care if it's this TikTok, but it has to be a short form video app. I'll make it myself. If TikTok is banned, maybe I won't even, you know, try and get it, or try to get it, because of course I'll get it. But maybe I won't get it, like, okay, you know, evade the ban. Maybe I'll make my own fucking app. You know? Maybe I'll make my own app. But I wouldn't do it to, like, oh, compete, and I want to be a fucking, the dude with the short form video app. No, I want it for me. I want it only for me. And you can all do your shit only to entertain me. All right? Oh, I just realized I have a stomachache. Wow. Oh, that's bad, man. Oh, I have a stomachache. Oh, fuck. I got a stomachache, man. I just realized that. All right, should we do it now? I might be sick. But we're still going to have to do it. I'm going to drink some water. And then we'll probably watch the chicken floating away down the river video a few more times. And then we will sing this song. Oh, it doesn't feel nice. Oh, it doesn't feel nice. Oh.
Wilson! Lo Wilson! Wilson! Lo siento! Wilson! Wilson! Lo siento!
It doesn't get less funny. It doesn't get less funny. It's the same level of funny each time. I went to YouTube then to get up the song, but I don't have YouTube anymore. I deleted the app from my phone. So I went to the browser to get it, but I have Spotify. I got Spotify premium free trial 3 months. And this isn't an advertisement, by the way. But yeah, I stopped doing this thing where I did this for years, literally years. I think over a year, like a very long time. I would, you know, I got so many YouTube accounts. I do. And I'd choose one of those accounts. I would get the 3 month trial and I'd have YouTube premium for the month. This worked like 20 times, 30 times. Just constantly doing this. And before I did this, I had YouTube premium free trial on and off. Yeah, but sometimes I didn't have it, and when I didn't have it, I would just do the thing where I would constantly fucking, you know, refresh the page until there wasn't an ad. But yeah, like, YouTube, Google finally figured out that I'd had like 33 months of this thing, so now they're not accepting, you know, any of my cards. So yeah, for now, no more YouTube, and I don't fucking need YouTube. I don't. YouTube's piece of fucking shit. So let's go to Spotify, and let's get it. My heart will go on. My heart will go on. And let's sing this. Ooh, there's a dance remix. This is shit. Shit. It's a live version. Not bad. Not bad for someone with stiff person syndrome. She probably didn't have stiff person syndrome at that point. But maybe you're born with it and it reveals itself later on. Let's do this. Let's fucking go. Goodbye. TikTok famous girlfriend. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. Was it My Heart Will Go On? Or was it Hymn to the Sea? It was fucking Hymn to the Sea, wasn't it? Why have I been talking about My Heart Will Go On? Hymn to the Sea. Hymn to the Sea is fucking better as well. Go. Mm-hmm. That's enough. I said that's enough. I hope that you are very happy. You know what? Why don't you go and fuck Kyle Kuklinski? Linsky. Why don't you go and ruin the marriage of Kyle Kuklinski, Linsky, and Crystal Ball? Why don't you do something worthwhile in this life? Bye-bye. Get a new TikTok famous girlfriend. Fucking need you anyway, bitch. Lo siento, bitch. I'm kidding. You're fine. We're fine. No hard feelings. I wish you all the best. See you next one.